Okay. So, ano ba yung gagawin niyo bukas? Right, so, mamaya, siguradong plastado, pero biglang magigising kasi gutom. And then the next day, ano ba yung day one? Ano ba yung gagawin niyo?
Day one. Ayun nga, brunch na naman.
Brunch na, agad.
Punta sila. Oo, brunch agad. Pagkagising nila, brunch na.
Okay.
And then, iikot sila sa Montreal. Maybe we go to the Old Port and then the St. Joseph, kung saan palagi naman itong pasyalan ng mga turista, and then maybe sa Notre Dame Basilica where Celine Dion dun siya kinasal.
Oh,
so,
really?
So, for sure, yeah, they really want to see the church. And mostly church is here, and then maybe tour around up during the night sa may Peel Street or Crescent.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they really want to enjoy Montreal. Yeah, it's a bit chilly here compared to Toronto. It's always the weather. And yes, but they're ready. The group is ready.
May nag-layered na siguro.
Oo, meron nang nakakumot. Sabi ko nga, magdala sila ng kumot. Actually, sa labas sila, ano, may backyard naman. Sa labas sila matutulog, magka-camping, naka-ready na ang tent.
Oh, talaga naman. Parang walang tulugan kayo dyan, ha? First night pa lang, walang tulugan. Actually, yeah, hindi na night
na,
eh.
Walang tulugan.
Kasi early morning na siya. So, talagang na-swipe off na yung night time, no? So sige.
Oo, naubos na dahil sa antayan.
Yeah, okay. I want to be part of this even though nandito lang ako. I'm just ako yung punong abala nyo, taga-subaybay. Sige.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Okay. So if ever Tita G is listening right now or kung sino pang kasama sa biyahe, Tita Agata siguro nagda-drive.
Sige. Yeah, for sure.
Sige, pwede nating tawagan dyan. Just PM me in our FB group and we're gonna call you guys. And
well, anyway, we have a lot of listeners right now dito sa Montreal.
Oh, really, ha? Talaga, ha? Sige.
Sige. Na nandito sa Montreal, they're expecting the MCBN. That's how big we are.
Sige, batiin mo na habang nasa ano ka ngayon? Nasa limelight. Sige, go.
Ang grupo ng Uptown and sa lahat, of course, ang mga Bicolano, I know it's all over the world. Happy listening to the Bicolanos in Naga City back then. And gusto ko lang i-add, Brian, we had a Peña Francia, by the way, here. And it was really successful. And just like the celebration in Naga City, which we do it every year, we're already like the 36th year here, like celebrating the Peña Francia Festival. So it's getting bigger and bigger. A lot of Bicolanos and devotees attended the Peña Francia. And matanong ko lang, even in California, is there any Peña Francia Festival there?
Yeah, there is. And it has been like siguro mga dalawang decades na rin yata sila nagse-celebrate. And meron dalawa na in California, isa here in Southern California, dyan sa may Lincoln Park, at isa naman doon sa may San Leandro. Okay, so there were two. Oh, isa pa nga, San Diego, meron ding isa, no? So, tatlo.
And I've seen a lot of pictures din sa Toronto. I think they went, we do it every year too.
Yun ang ating,
yeah,
kung saan man kayo nandun, in every Filipino community, siguro mayroong Bicolano dyan. So,
yes, that's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, as we tag as the Asia's biggest Marian devotion na pinag-celebrate sa buong mundo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sige. So, ipagpatuloy mo yung yung pagtimpla ng mga ano mo diyan, mga recipes.
Oh, sabi nga namin itatag na lang namin ikaw. Yung mga nasa Pilipinas.
Oh, sabi ni Ryan Pepper, Sir MF, pakinabangan na ang coffee card sa biyahe. Oh. Ryan Pepper, pakikuha nga yung address ko. Padalan mo naman ako. Rain check.
May mga gift certificate ginamit na.
Wow, talaga naman. Sige. Okay.
Okay.
Our MCBN correspondent from Montreal, Tenny Rose Diane Dante. Thank you very much. At maya-maya, no? I will get more info from you guys straight from the trip. Okay, Tenny, thank you.
It's all Filipino, all day, every day. Sa PinoyRadio.com.